I've actually been printing the white skirt 14 today, so
I half printed it. I've been
up since 6 o'clock doing that.
So the idea of a nationally important magazine like the White Skirt, which it is, I mean, it's actually been printed. Yeah, it is, and it's been printed by a man who has to get up at 6:30 in the morning, go down to the community print shop in Sheffield and print it.
Yeah, that's right.
And how many copies does it sell?
About 200, I'd say. 200 at the most, and then I give contributors copies too, see, and give quite a few away. I get about 350 around, but I don't sell that many. So.
Mm.
It's very much a break-even venture.
Isn't it odd that a magazine can influence people, and it does, and it is an important magazine, but it only sells less than the population of the island of Rune?
Yeah, it's always struck me as odd, but I mean, even Poetry Review only sells, what, 2,000, you know? So it's a very small field. Coming home on the train, though, this guy reading a really glossy, wonderful magazine called Bicycle Weekly, you know? A magazine about bicycles kind of is better produced than any poetry magazine I know. I mean, that strikes me as totally bizarre, but there it is. You take a country like Iceland, I think they have a population of 100,000 people, and the average new book of poems by a contemporary poet sells 5,000 copies. You know, me and Ian would be selling 5,000 copies there.
Mm.
That's five in every 100 people.